With 24 seconds left in their regular season finale yesterday in Foxborough, the New England Patriots waived their bye week. Bye-bye.
Fitzpatrick throwing over the middle. Touchdown! Mike Gesicki!
Well, the stadium got real quiet real quick.
That call on CBS TV was for a Miami Dolphins touchdown, which led to a 27-24 loss for the Pats. What it means is that the Pats don't get the bye and have to play in the first round of the playoffs for the first time since 2009. With us this morning to look back and ahead at the playoffs is ESPN football reporter Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Mike, there's a lot of disappointment in the Patriots' performance yesterday. What happened?
Well, this is one big wow, Bob, and not in a good way for the Patriots. This was the biggest upset of the NFL season. It's the biggest upset loss for the Patriots since 1978. And basically what happened was the Patriots went from having their best performance of the season last week to their worst performance of the season this week, and it really cost them.
It was not a good day for Pats quarterback Tom Brady, who threw an interception that went for a touchdown and missed his receivers a bunch of times.
He was wildly inaccurate, which is very unusual for him. And when you see that, the first question you ask is he hurt? Is he dealing with something? And he said after the game that he wasn't. But basically, if you want to boil this game down to one storyline, it's when Tom Brady doesn't have his best performance, could they rally around him and win anyway? And the answer yesterday was no.
You know, I have to say, as I was watching the game yesterday, a bunch of times I was looking at Brady's eyes, and he just didn't look focused or into the game all that much as he has in, you know, like every other game in his career.
Well, and I would say that the whole team, Bob, you could put that in them in that category. And that what was so surprising is that they were talking about this game as a playoff game, that if they won, they would get to skip a round of the playoffs. So they wanted to have an urgency in this game, and yet they get to the game and none of the players seem to play with urgency. And that's what makes it so surprising, because the Patriots under head coach Bill Belichick have been so good in those situations. It was very unpatriot-like.
All right, big picture as we head to the playoffs, the offense still has significant weaknesses that it has not solved.
It sure does, and I would say that the biggest question that they have to answer, and that the fact they haven't answered it by now is a concern, is when the opponent devotes extra resources to Julian Edelman, can other players consistently step up and make plays for them so they can get into a rhythm offensively? Yesterday, Julian Edelman, their best offensive player outside of Tom Brady, had a quiet day, and not enough players around him stepped up.
All right, the Patriots' defense, which has kept the team competitive all season long, was not very good yesterday. It allowed a lot of passing yardage for the Miami quarterback. Was it an off day or not?
I would say an off day for the defense. They can be better than that. And Bob, for all we're talking about, they still had a chance to win. Like you said, the Dolphins had the ball on their own 25-yard line with just under 4 minutes to go, and all the defense had to do was stop them, and they couldn't. An off day for them, for sure. But I would say this, maybe that unit, the defense, isn't as good as they've been advertised all season.
Whoa, that'll be disappointing if it plays out that way. First round of the playoffs next week. Instead of sitting it out like other teams, how big of a setback is it for the Patriots to have to play in the first week?
Well, consider this. In their six Super Bowl championships that they've won under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they've had the bye week each time. When they haven't had the bye week, they have a 3-3 record, and they've never made it to the Super Bowl. So history tells us it's been important for the Patriots, and in each of the last 6 years, every team that has played in the Super Bowl has had the bye week. So the Patriots will have to buck history if they want to get there this year.
And quick answer to this question, Mike Reese, they face the Tennessee Titans in that first playoff game this coming Saturday night. Will the Titans be tough?
They will be tough. They're a big physical team that like to push you around, and they have the NFL's leading rusher in Derrick Henry. He's a very big running back. Going to be a tough challenge for the Patriots.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis for us here on WBUR. Mike, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Bob.